1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A bit of a setback for jury selection in Donald Trump's hush money trial today. CBS's Robert Costa reports two jurors have been dismissed.
This is actually a process that in most similar cases would last between 1 to 2 to 3 weeks, but it seems like jury selection could end sometime later this week or early next week.
They'll need a 12-person jury with 6 alternates. The Kennedy family's throwing their support behind President Biden in November.
The best way forward for America is to re-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to 4 more years.
The move in opposition to Robert F. Kennedy's independent campaign. And Israel still mulling a military response to Iran's attacks. CBS's Robert Berger.
There are several options on the table, from a cyber attack against Iran to hitting Iranian proxies such as Hezbollah in Lebanon or militias in Syria and Iraq.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is working with the U.S. Department of Transportation to help review consumer complaints against airlines. The federal DOT is giving technical help and training. Most complaints are about refunds, flight disruptions, and lost or delayed baggage. Wisconsin's Attorney General says the state has lost 2/3 of the money it used to get to support crime victims. Josh Call says money in the state budget is helping a little.
Even with that $10 million, there's a massive shortfall. Plus, that $10 million is only available to certain victim services, and it's just for 1 year. So we're facing very significant cuts.
On the other hand, Call says sexual assault survivors have more tools to pursue justice than ever. Call spoke to the Wisconsin Crime Victims' Rights Conference yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A group of students from Nakusa Middle School will visit the Wood County Solar Site. Mr. Ben Peters' Tech Ed class helped construct nesting boxes for kestrels, and the Alliant Energy team recently installed them on the solar site. While students are visiting, they'll get to meet an education kestrel named Goose, learn about some of the habitat challenges these small falcons face, and how the birds will benefit from the new nesting boxes the students helped build. We're in the final weeks of the Earth Month Donation Challenge at Goodwill, North Central Wisconsin. They have a goal of diverting 4.5 million pounds of items from landfills in April. You can help the planet by donating items that can be reused or repurposed. You can also donate to the Caring Closet at WRPS by calling 715-424-6777 and Love It Again Thrift Store by Love, Inc. by calling 715-315-4689 or donate to the Shepherd's Loft on 460 Baker Street. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers shut out San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers avoided being swept yesterday with a dramatic win at home over the Padres, still scoreless in the bottom of the eighth, when Milwaukee's Bryce Terang scored from second thanks to Blake Perkins' RBI. Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Ground ball left side. It's through base hit. Here comes Terang. Profar's throw to the plate. Not in time. To second.
1-0 in favor of the Crew. Perkins on getting the win.
Well, originally I was just trying to stay a big part of the field, but I kind of had this feeling because he quick pitched. He was going to throw something hard, and I just tried to put the bat on the ball, found a hole. Our pitching staff really did a good job today and kept us in the ball game. They did incredible, and I'm just glad we were able to squeak that one out.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Defense is the best friend of the pitching staff. It all kind of works together, and then you give your offense a chance to work.
So the Brewers head to St. Louis for a weekend series against the Cardinals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Spotty sprinkles and showers possible as highs today climb to the low 50s. Stuck under cloudy skies for a good chunk of the day. Winds will become a bit breezy through tonight. Clouds will begin to clear and temperatures drop slightly below freezing, with a frost possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we welcome Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL star, Phil Nee on National Record Store Day, and Tim Gerson, L.A. film critic.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, April 18th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to talk to our friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Right now in studio, we have our good friend Jillian, marketing and events coordinator with Visit Rome, Wisconsin. Big thank you to our friends over at Nakusa Board and Edwards State Bank sponsoring this segment. Jill, it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Do you go by Jill or Jillian? Do you mind either one more than the other?
I don't mind.
I want to make sure I get it right.
I've gotten called
both. Okay. My sister was in town this weekend, who is named Jillian, of course.
Yeah.
And I usually just call her Beans, but for some reason I've been calling her Jill all weekend, and now it got me in the habit of it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure. Well,
yeah, you're good.
Very good to hear. We right away want to remind people that you can find out a lot of great information at visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. I love your guys' website. Always like to make sure to reference it.
Yeah.
Encourage people to check it out. There's a great blog there, a lot of great things for people. And a lot of great things going on in the area. Let's kick it off with Friday coming up tomorrow.
Yeah,
Jillian.
Tomorrow at the Lester Library of Rome, they will be having, I know I butchered this the last time I was on, Kintsugi Pottery Workshop. That'll be 1 to 4 p.m. If you don't know what kintsugi is, if I'm saying it correctly.
You are.
It is. Oh.
You did a nice job. Nice work. I wasn't going to say anything, but I didn't want to mess with your flow, but you're doing a great job. Yeah, nice work.
It's that broken pottery that's kind of lined again with gold or silver. I believe it's Japanese.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Japanese style pottery.
It's so cool. It is such a unique way of doing things. You take a pot and you break it, and then you put it back together with the like Jillian was saying, with silver or gold or something. And I think a lot of people have seen it. They can picture it in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
But to get to actually do it seems so cool. Like, what a great opportunity.
Yeah, and it's free. It's a free opportunity.
Wow.
All supplies will be provided, but registration is required. So if you are like, oh my gosh, I really want to do this, I would suggest reaching out. Now. Well, after this segment, maybe. But.
yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And the Lester Public Library, you could reach them at their website, lesterlibrary.org. That's one way to do it. Otherwise, I encourage you to reach out to them by phone or something. Or reach out to our friends at Visit Rome, and they might be put you in connection with them.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. And especially with the class being tomorrow, you want to get on that right away. It's a really unique opportunity. I hope they do something like that again. You know, that'd be a really great thing to be able to check out. Actually, to just go there like as a content for the show here and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
Exactly.
Again, that is going on tomorrow over at the Lester Public Library. And on Saturday, April 20th, Meet Raffle at Cal's Corner.
Yep. So noon to 2 p.m., Meet Raffle starting at 1 p.m., but the tickets for it start selling at 12 p.m.
Hmm. Okay.
So
keep that in mind, everybody. You want to get those right away. And I have to say, I haven't been to any of these myself. I've asked listeners about them. And I know, you know, we joke about raffles. This area loves raffles. I was curious about the meat raffle and the popularity of that, because it seems like the more we've gotten together, the more these have come up.
Yeah.
And people love these. They're very unique. It's a really unique way of getting these products.
It really is.
It's a cool thing to be able to do. A shout out to Cal's Corner for that. Meat raffle again at Cal's Corner this Saturday from 12 to 2. Go ahead and check that out. And keep in mind, the raffle will be at 1. Tickets start selling at noon. Want to get those right away at noon.
Yes.
We always have big weekends in the Rome area. Lots going on with our greatest businesses out there. And it got a great one coming up with some live music on Hoozles.
Yeah, we're really starting to tap into our live music season in Rome. And Saturday's performance is no exception to that. Mm-hmm. So TJ Morrow will be at Hoozles at the Lakes from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. TJ is actually born in Oregon, but he was raised in somewhere between Forest, Langlade, and Oneida County. Yeah. So a little, well, I shouldn't say a little, north of us.
Yeah.
Expect country songs because some of his influences are Eric Church, Dierks Bentley, Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20 style lyrics. Mm-hmm. So it should be a good show. Mm. Actually, it will be a good show. Knowing the talent Hoozles brings in.
Yep. Even if you don't know who TJ is, the fact that I think you hit it on the head, Jill. It's at Hoozles. I feel very confident I'm going to like this artist. It's going to be a talented artist. You might find some of TJ's early musical influences when you hear his music. Angus Young, Angus and Malcolm Young's guitar tones. My dad, huge guitar player fan. And like they were quarterbacks, the way lead guitar players and stuff. And I'll tell you, TJ, you can hear the influence of TJ's music from Angus Young, from some of that, but with a country feel to it, a country angle to it and everything. He's got I don't know if you could really even label him. He's such a unique artist. He's a great one. That's a really cool, that's a big get for them. That's nice. That'll be happening Saturday, 7 to 10 over at Hoozles at the Lakes. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And then also going on Saturday, karaoke. Hey, maybe you don't want to hear a singer. Maybe you want to be the singer.
Yeah. This time at Lake Sherwood Lodge from 7 to 11 p.m., they'll have their Back to the 80s karaoke party. Prizes and drink specials will be available. So, like what James just said, if you don't want to listen to music, you want to make the music, this is the event for you.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Lake Sherwood is a great spot, great place. You're going to have a good time over there. And the idea, there's karaoke. It does not seem, I've been around for a while here, and karaoke has always stayed pretty popular.
Yeah.
It's always been, you know, at times it's been a little more popular than others, but it's one of those things that people just still love being able to do. It's going to be a fun time.
Yes, definitely.
Also going on Saturday, some trivia at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah, so that is 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. Team registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event. It is $20 per team, and that team can consist of 2 to 8 players. Expect 60 questions, so 6 rounds with 10 questions each. And I believe that is the last trivia for them of this winter into spring season.
Okay.
However, we encourage you to visit Lake Arrowhead's events page for more info, rules, regulations, and just see some of their other upcoming events.
Yeah. A lot of good things that they'll be doing over there. And a big shout out to Lake Arrowhead having these things go on throughout the winter months, giving us some fun things to look forward to and do. And shout out to DJ Lucas, I believe. Or I'm not sure if it's him, but they got a great MC there doing that stuff and do a really good job. Then we flip over to next week. We got Wednesday, April 24th, and every Wednesday to keep in mind DJ trivia.
Yeah, so that'll be back at Hoozles at the Lakes from 7 p.m. to 8:30. Always free, always fun. However, if you're feeling a little competitive, there are gift cards for first through third place.
It's a big shout out to them for doing that too.
Yeah.
It's always fun to play trivia and have that, you know, kind of beating your friends or anything like that. But then you throw the gift cards in there, it adds it up a little bit. It knocks it up a notch. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Also going on with DJ Bingo at Hoozles at the Lakes on Fridays.
Yeah, so that's Friday, April 26th. And every other Friday, 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. We're back again with DJ Lucas, also free to play. There are raffles. Holy crap, my English.
It's a great time. They have done a really nice job with these. Not only, again, giving us something to look forward to and something to do, but keeping it like fresh, keeping it interesting. The questions change or the bingo cards can change up and stuff. They do a really nice job with this event. A shout out to them and all of our friends over at Hoozles and the nice work that they do. One of the things that we get to talk about, and it's interesting to have Laura coming up here in a little bit, Jillian, is gardening and our master gardeners and a lot of our gardening programs in this area.
Yeah.
I do not have a green thumb, but I'm trying to have plants more around a little bit. I got one in here mm-hmm. and trying to learn a little bit more about it and talking with a lot of people that this is their wheelhouse, that this is what they love. They are so excited to have not only be in spring, but to start to get to do some planting, starting to get to put seeds in the ground and some of those things. And mm-hmm. our Rome Gardening Club has got to be pretty excited too. They've got a meeting coming up.
Yeah, they've started their meetings. They're about, I believe, every month, once a month. They might have it twice a month sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
9:30 to 11 a.m. That meeting's topic on the 24th will be cutting back and dividing native grasses.
Hmm.
There will be discussion on it, but also some hands-on.
It's pretty cool. It's one of those things. One thing I have picked up on is it's so much easier to learn these things and pick up on them when you're able to do some hands-on stuff. And just as important, having some people that know what they're talking about, having some people that this is really what they do. You get both things at once with an mm-hmm. event like this. That's pretty cool. Again, Wednesday, April 24th, Rome Garden Club meeting happening 9:30 to 11. Be sure to check that out. Yep. Thursday, April 25th. I was looking ahead at this. Jillian is nice enough to send us these lists beforehand so I can pre-read them and kind of get an idea of what the outline of our show is going to be about. This one really stood out to me. It sounds like such a cool idea and such a cool event. Let's tell people about that one coming up.
So Thursday, April 25th at Who's at the Lakes, they'll be having a pour your own epoxy night from 6 to 8 p.m. Join us for this informative, fun class, creating your own charcuterie board or Lazy Susan. These boards will be made with black walnut and other various hardwoods and epoxy. You can choose your colors, up to two, upon arrival. The tickets start at $129 and can be purchased online. Final projects will have a 3-week lead time and will be shipped to the attendees. So you're not going to be able to take home your project day of.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, please contact pouryourownepoxy.com and click on the class locator.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
The charcuterie boards have become so popular. I know how to say charcuterie now.
Yeah.
Like that's how popular we've been saying it so much and everything. And with that, I wouldn't have thought of, well, what about the boards? What about the thing that we present them on, putting a little bit of your own touch on that, or the idea of making your own? That's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
A unique idea, too. I like this. This is going to be fun. I'll let you know right now, too. I'll put money on it. This ain't the last time they do this.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be a popular event, and they're going to see that. And I could see them bringing this one back.
Yeah.
It's a fun one. And again, you can find out more and sign up at pouryourownepoxy.com. And epoxy is E-P-O-X-Y. I think if you just, I tried throwing it in my search bar and it popped up right away.
Okay.
You should have no problem doing that. That's going to be a fun event. More DJ Bingo coming up at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yeah. This time it'll be DJ Music Bingo.
Yeah, DJ Music Bingo. I gotta get that right. I don't want to offend Mr. DJ
No, that's
Music,
okay. From 8:30 to 10 p.m., it'll be similar to, I'm going to say similar to bingo, but adding music to it. So they replaced the bingo balls with some of your favorite tunes, and they'll play a song clip, show details on the TV, and you'll have a limited amount of time to figure out what the song is, and use that magnificent brain of yours to match for DJ Bingo. So let's say, I don't know, they throw up a picture of the continent of Africa.
Yeah.
If you can find Toto or Africa on your bingo board, then mark it off.
Well done, Jillian. Well done. Nice. Oh, that was good. I like that.
Or that's, I guess, Weezer,
idea.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Weezer. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Weezer, too. Yeah. Oh, nicely done by you. That's a fun idea. That is.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of anything like that before. I really like that. That's a cool one. And it's especially, again, they do a great job emceeing this.
They do.
They make it a lot of fun for the audience. And if you can't figure things out, that's all right. They give you hints. They try to, you know, work with you a little bit. They make sure that you have a good time.
Yeah.
That is, again, going on Friday, April 26th, DJ Music Bingo at Hoozles at the Lakes from 8:30 to 10.
Yeah.
More great stuff going on at Hoozles that weekend, or that Friday, I should say.
I
got ahead of myself.
We're so excited. I wrote it twice.
I don't blame you. But we do have a grand opening that we're excited to tell people about. And this is one of the, I had a couple of things on my list that I was really looking forward to taking some time with.
Yeah.
This is one of them. We love new businesses.
Yeah. So Saturday, April 27th and Sunday, April 28th will be the grand opening of Foss's Garden Center in the town of Rome. So that'll be 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
From join us for our grand opening weekend. We will have ribbon cutting ceremony at 7:45 on that Saturday, so April 27th. We hope to see you there. Please feel free to share this event with your friends, family, neighbors, and loved ones.
Yeah.
And if you're curious and you're thinking, okay, what is going to set, I guess, Foss's Garden Center apart from any old garden center.
Sure.
Just look at their Facebook page. They've been posting weekly updates. They might have turned it down to daily almost. And just, you can see all of the work that's getting put into making this opening happen and making this gardening season a big success.
Yeah, Jillian's not kidding, everybody. Be sure to type in your search bar on Facebook, Foss's Garden Center. You'll see what she's talking about, and really nice stuff that they are doing over there. It looks like it's spread out really nice, and it looks like they did a really nice job of just the presentation part. But then there is the products and the plants that they have in there, and it is a really nice selection.
It is.
And it's a great opportunity to support a new business, support a local business. Look into Foss's Garden Center LLC and just type into your search bar on Facebook or wherever you're searching for this Foss's Garden Center Nakusa. That's what I did and was able to pop up pretty quickly.
Yes.
And shout out to them. Shout out to them. Wishing them the best luck. I hope they have a great grand opening.
Yeah.
Might see you over there. Might be a good one. Rapids Angel Races are going on at Derek Hughes, and we're always excited about these.
Yeah. So it'll be a two-day event. The first day is GP style racing. Full disclosure, I am not a motocross person, so I'm not sure what all of this means. I suggest you visit Rapid Angels to get a bit more info.
Yeah.
Regardless, okay, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. will be the GP races. Mm-hmm. Sunday, from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. will be the motocross style races.
It's one of the things that we've really seen a rise in this area, with the rise not just of motocross, but BMXing and a lot of that. And it's cool to see these events happening more and more. A lot of kids, a lot of people excited about that.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun one. April 27th, also have we got great live music at the Hoosels at the Lake. One of my favorite local bands. The top three favorite local bands. I love these guys.
Yes, we'll be having Goats in Trees, which I have to laugh at that.
Such a great name. Such a great name.
That'll be 7 to 10 p.m. They're a three-piece acoustic band playing everything from America to the Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that they are brave enough to play the songs nobody else covers, so sure to be quite a show.
Very, very, and every word of that is true. They've joined us on the air here a couple of times. Mm-hmm. This, for those that don't know, this band is made up of Connie Tomsky Fayville, one of our favorite people here at the station, ran FRM for a very long time. Her husband, Jack, very talented musician and one of the greatest people you'll meet. And our good friend, Ben Shintek, who is in 1,000 bands. Ben is in 1,000 bands in this area. Actually, 1,001, I think, by now.
Okay.
But Ben's incredible musician. All three of these people, incredible musicians that have so much fun playing together. I think as much as I love listening to them play and as much as I enjoy their music, it's the enjoyment they have playing together that is infectious and you can't help. That's going to be a great show. Check out, and Hoosels is such a great place to see live music too.
It really is.
That's a great combination. Check it out Saturday, April 27th, live music at Hoosels at the Lakes, Goats and Trees.
Yes.
And then we're getting into May already.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Quote Justin Timberlake, it's going to be May.
It just popped in your head, didn't it? Yeah, yeah. We got a fun one coming up to kick off on Friday, May 3rd.
Yeah. We're back at the Lester Public Library of Rome. And it's funny you mentioned plants earlier, James, because this is the DIY Black Thumb Terrarium event running from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Are you a notorious plant killer? Are you jealous of your family and friends who have a house full of beautiful plants? Now you can create your own mini terrarium with plants you can't kill, because they're fake. This is also a free event, but pre-registration is required.
It really does help when you can pre-register for any of these events. It gives them a heads up of the people that are coming. And I have to say, a gigantic shout out to the Leicester Public Library.
Yeah.
All these different things that they're doing over there. I really do appreciate that. Keep up the great work, you guys. Good stuff. Great live music coming up May 4th. Whiskey and Lace Acoustic, another great local band.
Yeah, running from 7 to 10 p.m. Whiskey and Lace Acoustic are playing the best country music from the 90s, mixed with all the popular hits from then until now.
Mm-hmm. Really good band. Be sure to check that out and support the arts in this area, everybody. Our Rome Garden Club meeting is happening Wednesday, May 8th. Another thing to keep in mind.
That'll be 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Leicester Public Library. That topic will be sustainable landscape design. And the discussion will actually be led by Becky Gutzman. Sorry to Becky if I'm pronouncing it wrong. She is a retired UW Extension educator and a master gardener herself.
Yeah, she's so very talented.
She knows what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Saturday, May 11th, Camo Classic Trap Shoot at the WTA home grounds. Another big event.
If you haven't ever seen trap shooting, even if you just go out and watch it, definitely an experience.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets to participate are $130, but within that price tag, there's 100 plus targets, 8 rounds of bingo, and you register for all the shooting options.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, call Scott McFerrin at 262-224-1091 or visit widutrapshoot.org.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Speaking with our friend Jillian from Visit Rome, and Jill, a couple of minutes left. Want to get to a couple of other great events in the area. Some more great live music.
Yeah, Saturday, May 11th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Hoozles at the Lakes. They'll be having Tom Burt. He has a wide variety of fun sing-along songs, country, rock, swing, and more. So very well-rounded.
Mm-hmm. Going to enjoy Tom Saturday, May 11th over at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yes.
And wrapping up, wanted to touch on this great Mother's Day brunch happening at Lake Arrowhead. They do a great job with these.
They do with all their brunches, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll be running 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out the menu on their website. Their Easter brunch did fill up very fast and had a wait list, so please don't wait to make your reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Do it now.
Yeah, yeah.
And due to the high number of no-shows and day-of cancellations, they are requiring a $25 deposit to hold your spot. It is non-refundable, but, I mean, the food they offer, completely understandable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the amount of time and prep and everything that it takes to make these meals, that's very understandable. But it's also, it's a little hard to imagine not showing up. That part is a little hard to imagine.
Yeah. To make your reservation, please contact Lake Arrowhead at 715-325-2915 or banquets@lakearrowheadgolf.com.
Big thank you to our friends at Lake Arrowhead. Do some great work out there. Really fun hanging out and talking with you, Jillian. Thank you so much for the time. I did want to let people know, if you were interested in reaching the Leicester Public Library directly, you can call them at 715-325-8990. That's 325-8990. Or go to their website, romepubliclibrary.org, romepubliclibrary.org. Jillian, always a good time hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much for being here. Tell Lisa hi for us.
Will do.
Say hi to everybody. And
yep.
Find out more about the great things we talked about today at the website, visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. And a big thank you to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank sponsoring the segment.
Yeah.
We appreciate them. Appreciate you, Jill. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you next month. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Nakusa Port Edward State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC Insured.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is working with the U.S. Department of Transportation to help review consumer complaints against airlines. The federal DOT is giving technical help and training. Most complaints are about refunds, flight disruptions, and lost or delayed baggage. Wisconsin's Attorney General says the state has lost two-thirds of the money it used to get to support crime victims. Josh Call says money in the state budget is helping a little.
Even with that $10 million, there's a massive shortfall. Plus, that $10 million is only available to certain victim services, and it's just for 1 year. So we're facing very significant cuts.
On the other hand, Call says sexual assault survivors have more tools to pursue justice than ever. Call spoke to the Wisconsin Crime Victims Rights Conference yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A public meeting will happen May 1st about the construction project planned at the Highway 7380 and County A intersection in Pittsville. The Wisconsin DOT is holding a public involvement meeting on May 1st at 5 p.m. It will be at the Pittsville Community Hall. Officials will be there to answer questions after the presentation. Construction is planned to begin in the spring of 2026. 97 construction and industrial trade apprentices received Tools of the Trade scholarships from Ascendium this year. Mid-State Technical College announced each apprentice received $2,000 to use toward the purchase of equipment, tools, clothing, tuition, and other needs that help them complete the required education and training for their trade. Participation in apprenticeship programs allows students to earn while they learn. 97% of employed apprentices have continued working in Wisconsin, creating a steady talent pipeline for local employers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Time magazine came out with its list of the most 100 influential people in the world, and the entertainment world is well represented. Deadline reports that Taraji P. Henson, Michael J. Fox, and several other celebs without middle initials, including Sofia Coppola, Coleman Domingo, America Ferrara, Maya Rudolph, and Jeffrey Wright, are also on the list representing the biz. There will be a big soiree celebrating the issue in New York City April 25th, and it will air May 12th on ABC. If you like the film Crazy Rich Asians, as so many people did, you'll have the opportunity to catch a live version. The film is being turned into a Broadway musical that will be directed by Wicked director John Chu. Chu directed the 2018 film and will make his Broadway directorial debut with the show. He is currently in post-production on the Wicked film that will have two parts. First chapter hits theaters this November. The Crazy Rich Asians musical is in the early stages of development. The 2018 feature film grossed $175 million at the U.S. box office. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, the wind dying down and cold, lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, high upper 40s. Saturday, near 50 with sun, and around 60 on Sunday, with more sunshine. A chance of rain into Monday. Right now it's 48.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel helps us review the first week of Donald Trump's historic criminal trial. His first one, anyway.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 18th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mayloff here, welcoming into the studio our great friend, Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Laura, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks again for always letting me come and kind of share the programs that we have coming up with your audience. Like, this is just, it's really a treat to come and talk with you.
I appreciate hearing that. We love talking to you guys. And it's interesting. In the time that we have been talking, I've found more and more people that have 4-H ties. And whenever, I had Terry in earlier from the United Way, and we were talking, and right away mentioned, oh, you're going to be on with us later. And she just instantly, oh, I love 4-H. Yeah. Oh, I just had such a good time in 4-H and stuff. And I didn't realize she was in 4-H. I didn't know any of that. It's interesting how many people we know that, you know, in their younger years, get a taste, get a love for 4-H, and have a lifetime love for it.
You bet. You know, the first time I ever met Terry was when my children were invited to Snyder 4-H to act in a play. So, you know, we just wrapped up Creative Arts Day, and yeah, so my kids got to act with her kids at Creative Arts Day a few years back.
These are the kind of things that happen when you have your kids involved in 4-H. Mm-hmm. They're not just learning excelling and growing as human beings, but the connections they make, the people they meet. I would imagine that that's almost just as important part of 4-H as the people, as much as it is the events and the things that you guys do.
You know, when we talk about 4-H, so much of the time there's an emphasis on the project, but really and truly, it's the social skills that develop, because most of our young people are, you know, they're in the same school growing up and through, or maybe they're homeschooled, and so it's they're with the same folks all the time. So then being in a brand new space and meeting people that they don't see from day to day, and learning how to build a friendship, learning how to trust, learning how to communicate, that's like so important. And that is definitely a skill that we need day to day throughout our entire lifetime.
And a lot of those skills you guys are going to be focusing on and working on this summer. You got some great programs coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have a summer full of really cool things. In fact, I don't even have the entire calendar built out yet. And I just want to remind everybody that the reason that I come and talk about these things is because you don't already have to be a member of 4-H to be able to participate in these events, right? Mm-hmm. We really care about the well-being of all of our young people. And so maybe it seems like 4-H might be a little strange, or it might be too big of a scary something to jump into. And so we have these events that families can just kind of participate in. They can learn about what it is that we do and how it is that we do the things. And the kids can have a great time in the middle of it, too.
It's a win-win. It really is.
I really think so.
Kicks off with summer camp.
And summer camp registration is open right now. I know it's April. Our summer camp is going to be June 10th to the 12th, but there's a lot of planning that goes into it. So registration goes until next week, Friday, April 26th. But our summer camp is open for all youth who are currently in grades 3 through 7. And we have camp up at the Northern Lakes Impact Center in Rhinelander.
Heard that's beautiful out there.
It is amazing. And, you know, every camp has its own offerings, but we're on a lake. So we're going to be doing the traditional, you know, swimming and canoeing and those sorts of activities. Yeah. But they've also got a climbing tower there. So our kids get to do some rock climbing.
I love those things. Oh, that's awesome.
And the one piece that always gets some families is, you know, we're not campers, but the cabins that the young people sleep in are modern cabins. They have heat, they have electricity, they have, you know, regular standard indoor plumbing. It's a really comfortable space. The young people will share a bedroom, like in. So if you look at the cabins up there from the outside, they look like modern houses. And then inside, there are smaller cabin units. So there might be 4 people in bunk beds. There might be 6 people in bunk beds, or 8 sharing that one space within. But, I mean, we are not going out into the middle of bear country with tents and, you know, all of those sorts of things.
It's especially if they haven't camped before, it seems like a really good introduction to a lot of that.
absolutely is. All of the great outdoor activities, but then a really comfortable space to spend that overnight period in. And the showers and all of those things tend to be the pieces that people worry about.
Right. I being honest with you in the audience, I've never camped. I've never been camping. I want to camp. I just haven't been able to. So I don't know the right questions to ask.
But I
appreciate that. And I think I'm sure you're right that is one of the things. And if you did have any hesitancy, that would be it. That's covered. Got that taken care of. Also got this event covered and taken care of thanks to some great support, some great sponsors, and we love mentioning.
You bet. So camp, and actually a lot of our programs are really expensive to put on. And so Simplicity Credit Union and Quick Trip are helping us to offset the costs.
Yeah.
So this is a great program. Of all of our summer programs here that we'll be talking about, summer camp is the most expensive. And I never, ever want cost and affordability to be a barrier for a young person to go to camp. So roughly the cost of going to camp per young person is $150. Mm-hmm. Actual cost to us is somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 per camper. So we're already, you know, relying on sponsors and support to bring that price down. And I have other means from other support that if a family has some financial concerns and they say, you know, I just can't make that happen. We have ways to bring those camp costs down even further. And one thing that I think is really important to mention here is we respect the dignity of all of the folks who are coming to camp. I am not going to ask for your tax records or anything else like that. I know it's hard enough to be able to make a phone call to somebody and say, you know what? Money's a little tight right now. How can I send my kid to camp? So there's no shame in. I just want to put that out there, right? I want kids to experience camp, and I'm going to do whatever I can to make that happen.
This is another one of the reasons why I back you guys so strongly, and I support you guys and mention to any parent I can about getting their kids involved in 4-H and everything. I was one of those kids. I came from one of those families, and my mom and dad grew up in a time where you didn't even make the phone call because you just kind of you either thought you knew what the other person was going to say or do, or you were too felt bad or too ashamed to make the call and everything. And I had really like strong parents. I mean, really above and beyond, like going and trying to make those things happen. But even they had hesitancy. It's really cool to see that we are in a society nowadays that this stuff is out in the open. We're talking about this more, and there is no reason to feel any of those feelings. But if you do, know that you got somebody that has your back and Laura, and that is going to hear you out. And there's the 4-H, the gang of the 4-H, they want you to be there. They want you to be a part of these things. So if they can make it happen, they're gonna.
Absolutely.
100%. That's pretty cool, though. That's really cool.
Yeah.
This event, again, going on June 10th through the 12th. If people would like to register, how can they do that, Laura?
Yeah, so the first thing I'm going to say is, like, the easiest thing to do to register is to reach out to me. And then I'll send you a link, because reading a link over the air is just ridiculous, right?
Yes.
So my email address is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, dot Huber, H-U-B as in boy, E-R, at WISC. That's WISC.edu. And normally I would say, hey, give the office a phone call. But our office is closed today because we've got a training. So, but any other day, our phone number is 715-421-8439.
Laura, we here at WFHR, the home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, every pitch, every win they've ever had, we've had right on these airwaves. Love our team, love our Rafters, this area, big supporters of them. And just as much as we love them, the Rafters love this area and love hosting events with nonprofits. And I've got a great one coming up at June 16th.
Yeah, so I was super excited about this one. One of our volunteers reached out and said, hey, you know, Ken from the Rafters is hosting, or the Rafters in general, right, is hosting an Egg Day before their game on, it's Father's Day, Sunday, June 16th. And so there's going to be all sorts of really cool things. 4-H is going to be there hosting what's called the Progressive Egg Safety Zone. And again, sponsors, we have TC Energy, who's going to be coming. They're going to be a part of our program teaching about underground utility safety. Man, is this really for kids? Yes, it's for kids. It absolutely is. But Reister and Schnell will be there with some of the big farm equipment. And oh my goodness, I'm missing the losing the name of the new educational space in Plover.
The Farm and Business Bureau, or no. I just had it too, and I lost it. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's really cool, you know, Central Wisconsin. It's food, it's farming, So they're going to be there. It's going to be a really cool family friendly event. So. Just kind of mark that. It could be a really cool way to spend Father's Day with your family.
Yeah, June 16th, right in the heart of the Rafter season. They're going to be taking on Lakeshore that day, 1 o'clock game. So a great rivalry right there against Lakeshore. It'll be the second of a doubleheader or back-to-back against them in back-to-back days. That's going to be a good game. And we're excited about Rafters. And the only thing that makes us even more excited is having these special days and these fun opportunities at the ballpark.
Yeah, so this all of this kind of hands-on family stuff will be going on before the game starts with that, you know, first pitch at 1 o'clock.
So. Yeah, be sure to take in a great time at the ballpark, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. Central Wisconsin Agricultural Tour, another one of those big ones that we have coming up.
Yeah, so again, with local support, you know, helping our partners kind of give the information out that they would like. So we had funds left over from when Wood County hosted Farm Technology Days a few years back, and we've got great support from the Wood County Farm Bureau. So what we're going to be doing is Marathon and Wood Counties Together are going to be hopping on a bus, and we're going to be seeing some of the more unusual parts of agriculture around here. And if you're involved in it, I'm sure it's not unusual. But I'm going to tell you, I've never been out in the ginseng fields.
So
that's one of the places that we're going to. We're going to be going to Lonely Oak Farms by Millador to learn about. They do a couple of really cool things, right? They have the Community Supported Agriculture, the CSA. They also do brunch on the farm. So we're going to be able to learn about some of that because Central Wisconsin agriculture is really varied. I think most people think about cranberries and dairy. Yeah. But we want our kids to get a bigger picture, like what else is out there. And all of it isn't production either. So we'll be able to get some behind the scenes pieces there.
One of the things that has come up in the time I've been doing this show is working with Family Natural Foods, and they really turned me on to how big ginseng is in this state. We're one of the bigger exporters in the country when it comes to ginseng. Yeah. And the way that I know Wisconsinites take pride in being from Wisconsin, it's another one of these added bonuses of being a part of 4-H, where there's so many great reasons to do it. And one more of the icing on the cake there is finding other reasons to be proud of where you're from. And taking pride in your area and everything. And I think that tour is a great way of doing that without trying to do it, if you know what I mean. Like, necessarily telling kids, hey, this is what we're doing, but in the process, subconsciously, if not right in the frontal of their brain, taking that in.
You bet. You know, and one of the things that I love about kids is they tend to be really good about asking questions. So, like, how many times have I been driving down the road and seen this weird thing and wondered what it was? And I remember the first time asking, like, what are those, like, of the shade structures for the ginseng, like, what is that all about? And so I really love to be able to listen to young people's questions and figure out ways for them to get the answers without just kind of trying to open up the brain and insert information, right? To give that experiential learning. Like, let's get them out there into the middle of these places.
It gives a visual component to it. It's like putting a face to the name, that kind of thing. It just registers differently. That's really smart. It's very cool.
And registration isn't open for that quite yet. That's probably going to open the first week of May. So this would be a great time to just mention how to get more information about the programs that we're doing all of the time. And Wood County 4-H has both an Instagram page and a Facebook page. So that's an easy way for anybody to kind of follow and see what we're doing. Or you could call the office and we could add you to our monthly newsletter and all sorts of things like that. So you can look for us on those two social media platforms at Wood County 4-H. Facebook, we have an added comma WI.
We'll keep an eye on that, and we'll let the audience know once that registration opens and we take a look at that. We see.
Perfect.
Have another outdoor adventure, have an outdoor adventure camp coming up in July as well.
So, following COVID, we had a lot of parents who were really hesitant to send their kids to overnight summer camp. Summer camp was so important to me as a Girl Scout growing up. So we created this thing last summer called Outdoor Adventure Camp. So it's a day camp where we get to do so many of those traditional camp activities. So this will be held at Dexter County Park. We're renting canoes. They bring extra fire rings around for us. So some of the activities we'll be doing will be canoeing out on the lake. We'll be learning how to build campfires. Mm-hmm. We'll be learning how to cook over those open campfires. This year, we're going to be doing some woodworking for wildlife pieces. Mm-hmm. So right now, I'm thinking it might be nest platforms for robins, but yeah, we'll see. Mm. That would be an easy one for everybody to be able to take home. I think we're going to have the archery component. So, like, all sorts of camp activities plugged in to one day locally, right? That's There's no cool. 2.5 hour drive. Yeah. This one we have open for fourth graders and up, again, because we're doing that fire building piece and that cooking over an open campfire piece. We just want to make sure that everybody's ready for that. Yeah. So, but we did it last year in August. It was oodles of fun. We've changed it this year to July to try and get before all of the football camps and those sorts of things open up. So
it's just and really everything about this one that you've touched on also brings up the fact of how much the 4-H is listening to the community and working with the community. I always appreciate hearing those things from nonprofits, and especially an organization as important as yours. It's really cool to hear that you adapt and work with the community like that. Whitewater Rafting Adventure. Laura, I don't know if you know this about me. This is on my bucket list. This is one of those things I'm dying to do. I can't wait to... Oh, wait, grade 7 plus. All right, never mind. Well, let's tell them about it, though.
So, sorry, James, we're opposites. So my colleague over in Clark County was like, hey, let's partner and do whitewater rafting. And I'm like, I value my life. Thank you very much. I love to paddle. I love to paddle on quiet water. I don't know that I have that adventurous heart to go in the whitewater stuff. So, but again, this is one of those opportunities where multiple counties are getting together. Mm-hmm. So the young people who are interested are going to be able to meet people with similar interests from other places. They're going to hop on a bus. And I don't have a ton of details on this one because, like I said, I'm like, oh, we're going to have older kids go whitewater rafting. I think this is a great day for me to be working with our young kids.
Yeah, it's a good call. Good call.
So when we talk in just a bit, it's not an error on the radio. We really do have two events going on July 23rd.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the whitewater rafting, they're going to be going on a bus. They're going to be heading over to Shawano County. I believe on the way back, they're going to be stopping for dinner and all of that. And, you know, I've tried to listen, you know, everybody's going to be wearing life jackets. Everybody's going to be wearing helmets. They're going to have a professional guide in every single boat.
Yeah.
But it still makes my heart just skip a beat.
And you know what? That's a part of it for a lot of rafters out there is having that energy, that excitement about it. And if you have been interested in this or your kid has been interested in it, what a great opportunity to be able to learn from somebody who's an expert, somebody who's really good at it, be able to keep the kid and you safe. That's a fun event.
Absolutely. And for our teenaged young people, that risk, that personal challenge is critically important. So, you know, some littles might be ready for this kind of stuff, but it's not as critically as important, right? And if you take a look at some teens, you know, they seek out risk and they might choose risky behaviors such as, you know, drug usage or, you know, really scary driving or texting while driving, all of those kinds of things, because they're almost seeking a thrill. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to kind of think about the age and the stage that our young people are at and finding a gateway for them to have those thrills, to challenge themselves, to feel the risk in a safe and healthy environment.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot like taking young people to, say, Great America or something, right? Mm-hmm. You can get that safe challenge and thrill with the roller coasters and that kind of stuff. It's what the Rock Tower provides for our younger youth at summer camp. Mm-hmm. So just kind of trying to give them what they need and keep them safe all at the same time.
Yeah, well done. And it's going to be a really fun event. We're speaking with Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension. And Laura, one more event I really want to hit on, and you mentioned, is on the same day, the Cloverbud Exploring Camp. That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, so our Cloverbuds and Explorers, those are kindergarten through third grade right now. This is more my speed for July 23rd, may I say. Yeah. So this camp is going to, it's a just a day camp. It'll be at Riverside Park in Pittsville. And this is a place where, you know, the grade, it's really going to be focused on some of those social skills. And we're going to be doing some nature exploration in there at the same time. That's going to be the focus for that one. This registration isn't open quite yet either. Cloverbud Camp is typically about $5 per person. We'll include those important things for our youngsters, like snacks. But there's typically like an art and craft component. There's an exploration, and there's some sort of a games challenge piece to it. So we've got a great volunteer based out of Pittsville who's going to be helping us. She is incredible in nature type things.
So, wonderful. Yeah. Another wonderful event. We got a minute or two left here, and we wanted to touch on a couple of other really cool things that are going on. The Downtown Farmers Market is coming up this right around the corner in July. We love our farmers market around here. I do want to send a shout out to the Moravian Church hosting the Winter Farmers Market like they do, and I've heard such great things about that throughout the winter months and everything, but we're really excited to get it back outside.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful space right there along the river, so we'll be doing some programs, and it's really just kind of a walk up, get some hands-on experience, have fun. So, you know, because those youngers that are coming along with mom and dad to the farmer's market, or grandma and grandpa, whoever, you know, there's a little something special just for them. They might not always want to be looking at the vegetables and the flowers.
Very good point. Very good point. Again, the Wisconsin Rapids Farmer's Market opens up July 25th. And the Rude Goldberg Challenge. Are we going to touch on this?
Yeah. So we're just there the 25th. I think the downtown market opens up
earlier.
Yeah. So Rube Goldberg, if you're not familiar with what a Rube Goldberg challenge is, it's a really complicated way to accomplish a super simple task. Partnering with the Nakusa Library, we're offering this program. They wanted something for like those middle schoolers, maybe late elementary to early high school age students. So a Rube Goldberg challenge is taking whatever random materials you have and creating a machine, like I said, super complicated. I'm not going to reveal what the challenge is going to be, but I'm going to say that some things in the past were like to squirt toothpaste onto a toothbrush or to salt food or something like that. And you have to take random materials and they have to go through a number of steps to be able to accomplish that task.
I love this.
So it's a fantastic engineering challenge. And again, responding to community needs. So I went down and I met with Megan at the Nakusa Library and I said, okay, you told me that this is the age group you want to reach. Here are some ideas that I have. And as soon as she heard Rube Goldberg, her eyes just lit up because she's had a sixth grader who's going to the Nakusa STEM Academy who is specifically saying, you know, you're doing all of these really cool programs for the younger kids in the summer reading program. How about something for us? That is youth voice.
Good on that that student. Good on the Lester Public Library and you and 4-H for hearing that kid. That's awesome. And always awesome hanging out with you, Laura. We just never have enough time. It just runs right by. Laura, if people want to find out more, want to get in touch with you, should we send them to the 4-H Facebook page? Is that an easy, quick way to do it?
4-H Facebook page is probably the easiest, and you can go ahead and message us through there. But on Facebook, it's Wood County 4-H, WI. Or you can always Google us. You'll find us.
Yep. I tried all the time just to make sure Wood County 4-H, and it pops right up right away. Appreciate the time and really appreciate you, the staff, the volunteers, and everything you do for our kids and our community. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much for letting us come.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine tomorrow right here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Busted Pencils hosts Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci, magician Ron Lindbergh, a.k.a. Rondini, and John Fanta from the Green Bay Rockers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off. What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Two jurors have now been dismissed in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
They will be able to get a jury, but it's a lot more work to get a jury in a trial involving former President Donald Trump than it would be in an ordinary criminal case.
House Speaker Mike Johnson separating a foreign aid package and pushing bills to get $61 billion to Ukraine. CBS's Nicole Killian.
There are funding mechanisms to pay for some of this Ukraine aid, whether that's in the form of loans or using seized Russian assets to pay for reconstruction.
Another bill would get $21 billion to Israel. The proposal is coming as the Biden administration imposes new sanctions against Iran for attacking Israel last weekend. CBS's Linda Kenyon's in Washington.
President Biden says the sanctions will target leaders and entities connected to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Iran's defense ministry, and the Iranian government's missile and drone program.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted